Hey, welcome to today's Encore show. This is for today, Friday, but we go back to 2023. It's a live remote from the patio at Ted's of Beverly Hills that turns into the usual cluster. You know what? I'm trying to figure out if this is the one. I don't think this is the one where they're on the roof with the bad view.
Where they only sell people's garbage and laundry?
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. But they're on the roof. They're at the patio there at Ted's. I didn't say they were on the roof. It's a live remote from the patio. Whether that's the rooftop patio, bud?
I wouldn't know.
Great. Okay, so let's just go ahead and roll the dice on this one. I think you'll love it. It's Ted Bell and the gang on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are live here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And with us is our good friend Phil Hendry. We've got Margaret Gray, General Galen Shaw, Bud Dickman's here, and a host of other people here at Ted's in Beverly Hills, enjoying the summer months as they last, Phil. And that's true, Ted. The summer months extending here into, you know, September, and then soon, I guess. Well, daylight savings ends, and then we have the daylight standard time, and so the sun will be setting a little earlier, but as we have a little bit of sunlight here, we're out on the patio next to the prime rib room where we enjoy every Sunday. And, of course, as we did during the football and the baseball and the basketball and all the other ones.
Like the hockey.
We held forth. We have two big screen TVs in the prime rib room, and you can enjoy the football at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
No, I
just wanted to say this one thing, Phil, if you don't mind, because it's I think I was misunderstood. We love having everybody at Ted's of Beverly Hills. What is he doing?
He's setting up the karaoke machine. You're going to...
What's that?
My son, Jason J. Delmonico, is going to sing a song for Bobby Dooley later on.
Okay, let's just... Yeah, so what I'd like to say is that we love having Phil's listeners here, as I've often said, but I've also often said that Phil's listeners generally are not... I don't want to say, Phil, they're not up to the standard of the restaurant.
Well, that's kind of what you've said in the past.
Well, if I did, then I misspoke. I just want to say that come on in, enjoy the game, have a drink, and then if it wouldn't be too much to ask, to leave.
Just to leave.
Yeah, that's...
Well, what do you mean, Ted? You asked them to come in for the game?
I want Phil's listeners to feel at home.
Okay, you want them to feel at home.
Are you arguing with me? This is my restaurant, okay?
Sorry.
Ted, let's start this all over again.
Fine.
Bud, go ahead and do the honors.
One, two, and the one, two, three.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
What are you looking at?
Go, man.
Start again, Bud.
I mean, what's going on?
Well, he's staring at me like there's so... What did...
I'm waiting for you to announce.
Well, yeah, but you're giving me the bug-eyed stare, Phil.
It's just that every time we do a remote... Lately, we can't get anything...
Can't get anything what?
Just go. We're on remote here, okay?
Go ahead, bud. Do it again. Wait a minute. I'll do it.
Yeah, but
I'll do it. One, two, yeah.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Do it.
One, two, and the one, two, three.
Hey, friends, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are here in Beverly Hills, and you know, it's a beautiful evening here out on the patio at Ted's of Beverly Hills near the Prime Rib Room. Come on in, have a steak, have a drink, especially you Phil Hendry fans.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Yes, we want to put our meat directly into your mouth, and there are a great many restaurants, a great many establishments, fine eating establishments, that say that with a double entendre. We don't. We're talking about steak. We are a family institution since 1970. Just cut all this out. Since 1973. And it is our great pleasure to have you at Ted's in Beverly Hills, where we want to take our meat and shove it, not shove it, but more
delicately.
Yes, we want to take our meat and slide it, glide it into your mouth. Yeah.
Ted's in Beverly Hills is where we are. This is Phil Hendry. And Ted, thank you for the intro.
Now, we're going to, my understanding is, Margaret, your son, Jason J. Delmonico, has a very special
a special birthday present for our own Bobby Dooley, and we'll be on the phone with Bobby later on.
And Jason's going to sing a song?
He's going to sing Bobby's favorite song, Depeche Mode's I Just Can't Get Enough.
Well, let me be looking forward to that, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, he's a kid. He's only about 15, but boy, he
sings great.
He really does.
Yeah. Well, I heard him do the Johnny Mathis songs. It was great, and it really was.
Yeah, but what?
No, there's no buts. Let's keep it friendly.
But what?
No, it just that it was frightening. Not frightening. That's the wrong word. To hear Jason go from being an innocent young man to singing like he's got a brandy glass stuffed with tips on a, I don't know.
Well, Jason will be singing later on for Bobby.
And also, the thing that I really want everyone to know tonight here at Ted's in Beverly Hills, it is a beautiful Wednesday night, but during the weekends, we have football in our prime rib room, and on Friday and Saturday nights, we have a delicious outdoor patio. I say delicious. We have an outdoor patio where our delicious dining can be had, and we will continue our outdoor dining through the month of October. I don't care if it pours down. This is the thing about Ted's of Beverly Hills. If it pours down rain, if we have last year, Phil, you'll note, we had the atmospheric river. We had a lot of rain falling last winter.
Yeah,
that's right. And guess what I did? I opened up the patio right as the rain was coming down.
Now, why would you do that?
I did that to show people we love dining al fresco. We love dining outdoors. I don't care if the sky opens up. I don't care if it's a tropical storm. We will dine outside at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Now, do you have special umbrellas?
We have awnings. We have a beautiful awning that we cover the patio with. And we have a few other tricks up our sleeves to cover the tables, and so it could be pouring buckets of rain. And last winter, we had these continuous so-called atmospheric rivers of rain through the month of January, and it came down in buckets. It came down almost as if someone had opened up a fire hose. I can't even describe. It was very, very wet.
It was.
It was also very dangerous. Well, I don't know about that. I can. Well, it was. We had a lot of flooding.
Yeah, there's a great deal of flooding, Mr. Bell.
Bud, why don't you let me? Yeah, there was flooding.
There was a lot of flooding, and it was very, very dangerous to get about. I imagine folks coming out to eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills had to sort of brave all of that.
Well, and let me tell you something. The great thing we love about the Ted's of Beverly Hills customer, our food is so good. And I mean this in the sincerest possible way I can put it. Our food is so good. We have customers that will risk, God help me for saying this.
Oh, Ted.
What do you mean, oh, Ted? I'm paying for the second. Yeah. Always agree with him.
Oh, really, Ted?
Yes, we have customers that will risk death. That, what other restaurateur in America? In America? As a matter of fact, what other restaurateur in the world will risk dying to eat at their favorite restaurant the way Ted's of Beverly Hills customers do? And I think it's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we're at Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight. Ted, you can hear, is holding forth. We're going to have a special birthday presentation for Bobby Dooley. And Ted, you had a special announcement for our listeners.
I do. And I think in the past, Phil, I've not been very, I don't think I've been very kind or fair to your listeners. I know that Ted's of Beverly Hills is a fine dining experience here in Beverly Hills, California, okay? Beverly Hills, you understand what that is?
Of course.
Okay. There's a lot of money here, and there are a lot of very well-known people. And we serve that clientele. One of our customers, although we have not allowed him, all right, I won't get political, but President Trump, we're looking forward to having you back, sir. Anyway, one thing that we are not used to is when I started advertising on Phil's show, are these a lot of these people that come in?
Well, are they reserving tables?
No, they go to the prime rib room. Some of them reserve tables, and that's the way it's got to be.
You don't sound like you like having them here.
I have no problem.
Well, what are they doing, Ted?
What are they doing? They stand at the bar in their leather jackets and jean jackets. Here's the thing.
All right, so it's not classy enough.
I'm just, here's what I'm going to say. Whatever, because I know a lot of our listeners wear suits. They have professional jobs. Their wives, their girlfriends, their husbands, they all can doll up for the night.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I've seen them at different functions.
I saw them when we used to do remotes. I saw them all the time getting dressed up.
Well, what's going on?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're a Phil Henry listener and you come into the prime rib room for football, we welcome you. Come on in. Have a drink. If you wouldn't mind, just leave. Turn around and leave. You don't want my listeners... Are you arguing with me?
Phil, he bought the time.
Really? Okay, Ted, so you'd rather my listeners not, even though you're advertising on my show. Even though I'm advertising on your show, the people that tend to want to come to Ted's in Beverly Hills, who are members of your audience, you'd rather the high-class people. Yes, if there's anybody high-class listening to the Phil Henry Show right now, come on into Ted's in Beverly Hills. If you're one of those people that drives around in one of those cars, I can't describe, you get the rap jobs, you know, and you're little speeding around and you're little, don't come in. No, I didn't say that. Come on in, have a drink. Thanks a lot. Please go, you know.
Just turn around and leave.
No, I wouldn't say turn around and leave. Have a drink. Hi, you know, say hi. As you're walking out, say hi. Ted, you know, it's... never mind. Ted Bell has sponsored this segment of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Remember, when you go to Ted's in Beverly Hills, you're one of our listeners who drives around one of those foreign rap jobs.
Yeah.
Just have a drink and leave.
All right, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription today to 60,000 great hours of radio and digital content. You'll be happy beyond your wildest dreams, and as you enjoy that, also enjoy the home movies, the video casts, and a variety of other potpourri, miscellany, and popas. Yes, for instance, the Milwaukee Lions, the Bobby Dooley podcast, Elcott The Next Step. There's ever so much more, and ever so much more ever so. Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. While you're listening to this, get a subscription. That way you can be listening to this, but know that you have a subscription.
There'll be a never-ending supply of Phil.
Yeah, all right.
Get a backstage pass today at philhenryshow.com for under $10 a month, under $7 a month for the year. It's the greatest value online other than porn, although I have found some porn that costs more than Phil's website. Just to be fair. Welcome back to Ted's of Beverly Hills here in Beverly Hills, California with Ted Bell. I'm Phil Henry. Margaret Gray is with us. Bud Dickman. And Bobby Dooley joining us on the line from Western Estates. And she'll be on.
Yeah, Bobby Dooley will be on shortly. And a happy birthday song to be sung to her by Jason J. Delmonico, Margaret said. That's me. We want to put our meat in your mouth. And one of the things that we enjoy here at Ted's, as I mentioned to you earlier, at Ted's in Beverly Hills, we say we want to put our meat in your mouth, not in a prurient manner, but we're saying it because we really do want you to have our steak in your mouth. Some people go, ooh, ooh, you know?
Yeah, they do. They will go, ooh.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, bud. I wanted you to back them up. Let's back me up in a way that sounds more sophisticated.
Yes, Mr. Bell. Sometimes people will go, ooh. You mean I'm going to go to Ted Bell's and he's going to unzip?
That's not what I'm asking. Bud, you got a class. We need a lot of editing done on this, Phil.
You'll get it. Don't worry.
Why do I not believe you?
Look at Ted. We're at right now just producing on the run.
Yeah,
don't you want to count it down?
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go, bud.
Yeah, Mr. Bell.
That wasn't...
3, 2, 1, go, bud.
Yeah, Mr. Bell. You're right. We don't want to say that. We don't want to say that... You are asking people to come in so that you could...
Don't reference... let me say this, folks. Yes, when we say we want to put our meat in your mouth, we're not saying, come on in so I unzip.
That's not good. Frank's here.
Frank, come on in. I need help.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... We're in the middle of recording a show here for Phil's platform.
No, I understand that. I've been watching as I was across the waves, watching what's going on.
Oh, you were at the bar?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I was talking to a number of Phil's listeners, Mr. Bab Peacock. Bab, how are you?
Great.
Bab's here and is a long-standing fan of Phil's show. It's been listening for how many years, Bab?
Oh, God, over 30.
Over 30 years.
All right. So have you been hearing...
Here's what I want to say. First of all, Ted, You can't insult Phil's listeners and say, I don't want you here.
I didn't say that.
Wait a minute. You can't say, I don't want you here. Have a drink and leave. Because what if it wants to stay? What if it's enjoying itself? And a lot of these fans of the Phil Hendry Show, you can see them here, Phil.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
A lot of these... A lot of these fans...
Uh-huh.
A lot of these fans of the Phil Hendry Show are here, enjoying immensely, and I've been talking to so many of them. The gentleman over here, it came all the way from where, sir?
From Riverside.
It came all the way from Riverside. Just, it brought its wife and it brought its kid. There's its kid right there.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying what?
I'm saying...
Yeah, be a little more respectful of them, Ted.
I'm asking, Frank. Be a little more respectful of them. And say, hey, you know, you come on in, have a drink, maybe have two drinks, get some of the food, sit down. And you want to know something? If you slop it all and your kid runs around, hey, I'm Ted Bell.
I can't do it. I'm telling you right now. Come on into Ted's and Beverly. Thank you very much, Frank. Will you stick around?
Well, I'm going to stick around and listen to Jason J. Delmonico. And listen to how well it sings.
Frank Gray, the husband of Margaret Gray, is going to stick around. His son, Jason J. Delmonico, will be singing for Bobby Dooley later on. Get back to this whole concept, though, of the slogan.
Because we do have people continually misunderstanding. And the other thing is, the thing that really bothers me, I came up with that slogan. I did, along with Toots Orondo and Three Finger Wilson.
What is the guy's name?
Oh, my God.
What is the guy's name?
I didn't say it. What's his name? Three Finger Wilson.
Works for an ad agency.
Works for the ad agency back in New York. Works for Slaunders.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, okay, then you don't know anything about it. I do. These are the guys, along with me, Ted Bell, we came up with a slogan that we want to put our meat in your mouth. Ever since then, we have been copied over and over. Anytime you see that anywhere, they're ripping me off. You understand?
Ted, how do you know that for sure?
Because I know it. Hey, Frank?
No, that's that. I got to go with Ted on that. There's a lot of these monkeys that have these restaurants, and they're ripping it off because they don't have the creativity and imagination.
So when I say I want to put my meat in your mouth, I came up with that, me, Ted Bell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. And what we mean is, we mean our steak. So again, I should not be ashamed of saying, come on into Ted's. I want to take my meat and push it into your mouth. Why do you say it like that? Because that's how... Oh, my God.
Phil, that's how proud he is of the steak.
Oh, so now you're on his side.
Are we not in his restaurant?
All right.
No. Are we not in his restaurant?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yeah, you're in my restaurant. Is this not a segment I'm paying for?
Absolutely. I misspoke. Hey, look, Phil, you know, usually I'm on your side on this one, but listen to what it's saying. It's right. It's paying for this time.
So when I say I'm Ted Bell and I want to take it and I want to slide it into your mouth and hold my hand over your mouth while you chew it, that's what I'm saying.
Let me ask something.
You want me to ask you something?
No, I want to ask you something. If you're taking exception to the fact that people think you want to unzip.
Well, what I'm saying is, Phil, on the Phil Hendry Show, when we say we want to put our meat in the mouth, in fact, can play the jingle, if you wouldn't mind, Bud, because I've added a little touch to it.
What have you added?
None of your business.
Come on, Bud, just do it.
We're here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, folks, with Ted Bell, and he's going to play the jingle, the famous Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle to hear. You've added something to it, huh?
Yeah, we have. Here's the... So, it goes like this. Yeah, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down. Hey, Ted Bell here. Come on in. I want to take my steak, and I want to slide it ever so gently into your mouth, and then hold your mouth shut. Anyway, so then we wrap up with this. At Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Oh, I like that, Ted.
Yeah, do you like that? See?
Ms. Bell, you harmonized that end.
I did, yeah. We want to put our meat in the mouth. Let's try that one more time. But can just play the tail end of it, Bud, if you wouldn't mind.
Here at Ted's,
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
What do you think?
It's great.
But what?
No buts. I'm just saying I think you're leaving something, if you'll pardon the expression, you're leaving something dangling when you say that people shouldn't take offense.
Well, Phil, we've been over this. Yeah, Phil, listen, we've talked about the Teds of Beverly Hills jingle and the slogan. It's not prurient. It's not dirty.
It's not prurient or dirty. Why do you keep wanting to make it that way?
Ted, you brought it up. You brought up the fact that people will say that they come in thinking that you...
Here you go. Look at it. See, he's laughing.
Yeah, but Mr. Bell, I got to go with Mr. Henry on this one, okay?
Oh, well, geez.
Don't put the young man down.
Dickman's weighing in, and I got to...
I got to go with Mr. Henry on this one. When you say, you know, they come in and they ask for you they think you're going to unzip. That's obviously a misrepresentation.
Bud's right. People are reading it the wrong way.
Oh, Bud's right. Hey, Frank, my attorney.
Also my husband. All right.
Yeah.
Frank, what I'm being told here in the middle of a paid segment... And if we get 3 usable minutes out of this, Phil, I will be stunned and shocked, almost into cardiac arrest, if we get 3 usable.
Ted, take it easy.
Ted, hey, Rudy, get it a drink. Hey, Mr. Bell, they can get you a drink. Get a drink into it. What's going on?
Ted's upset over the fact that there are people, I guess, who are perceiving when he says we want to put our meat in your mouth, they're coming in and saying, well, why don't you unzip, something like that.
That's the perception, Phil, that you and other monkeys like you...
Look, I don't like being called a monkey, Frank, if you don't mind.
All right, sorry, I mean, it's the perception that you and other people that Ted sponsors, you leave the perception in the mind of the listener, and it has no... The listener has no frame of reference but to go into Ted's and ask it to unzip. And it says, hey, you want to put... It thinks it wants to put its meat into its mouth. What the hell are you laughing at?
Sit down, Frank.
Oh, these people.
Ted, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay now. I got a couple of... I got 3 fingers of some really good brandy into me.
All right, so where are we?
We're talking about you and people when they come into the restaurant.
Right. When people come into the restaurant, folks, some people, not all, but some people will say, we heard your commercial. You want to put your meat into my mouth? And then they'll do... Because I think they're being stupid.
Oh, so they're joking around.
I don't know, but they'll go, and they'll say, unzip.
Yeah, but that's the perception you don't want to have.
That is the perception I don't want to have. So let's roll it one more time, Bud, if we could. And here is how I'd like it to sound. Not like this here.
Melody.
Here at
Ted's, we want to slip our meat in your mouth.
Huh?
That still doesn't get rid of the perception.
What I'm saying is, cut that out.
Yeah, cut that out.
Yeah, I will. Cut out. You would cut out the word shit, right?
Yeah, I think so, man. What are you getting upset about, Phil?
I don't understand when you say you're changing the perception. I'm saying to everybody listening tonight here to the Teds of Beverly Hills live broadcast from my restaurant. My restaurant. Ted, my restaurant, okay? And I'm telling everybody that here at Teds of Beverly Hills... When we say we want to put our meat in your mouth, it means we want to...
Hey, Ted, it's throat's going, Margaret.
I know that, Frank. Get it a drink.
Hey, Rudy, get another drink into it. Hey, Mr. Bell, would you like... You know what? I can give you the volcano.
Yeah, give me the volcano. I love that drink.
What's in the volcano?
None of your business. If I told you, then you'd have to... Then you'd know and you'd...
Okay.
Yeah. That's way better. Okay, hit it. Hit it, yeah.
Here at Ted's, I'd like to slide my meat in your mouth.
What do you think?
I like the tail end of it. I just don't know how you're dispelling any ideas about meat, mouth, and all that.
I think the entire conversation is juvenile and asinine and has been going on far too long.
There she goes. There she goes. I knew you'd do that.
Ted, this is going south, man.
Who's doing the editing?
I'm doing the editing, Mr. Bell. Don't worry about it. We'll edit it out and it'll sound slick as hell.
Okay. I'm just saying that every time we're here, Margaret, you're the one that says, it's juvenile, it's juvenile, it's juvenile.
Are you not the one that keeps emphasizing we don't mean to be prurient?
Yes, and we don't.
What you should do is just ignore it.
Don't talk about it, Ted.
But I got a, this is what I'm saying, Phil. I got a lot of your listeners coming in here.
My listeners.
Yes. Coming in here and say, hey, why don't you unzip? And I say, here's a drink. Drink it. Get out.
So you're throwing my listeners out.
I'm throwing out the ones that come into the Prime Rib Room in their motorcycle boots and they're...
Yeah.
And they come up dressed in their all their gear, and they say, "Let's have a drink." And hey, when a, you know, would you like me to? Would you put your meat in my mouth? And I'll say, "Okay." And they'll say, "Get them down." And I'll say, "Okay, get out. Here's your drink. Now get out." I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Is that why you're laughing?
Pretty much.
Do it one more time, bud.
Okay, here's Ted Bell, and the tail end Ted Bell.
The what? Try it again. Here we go. All right, yeah.
Here at Ted's,
I'd like to slide my meat in your mouth. What do you think?
It's great. It sounds great, Ted.
Thank you. I think I, what we'd like to do is harmonize that. The young lady that did that, just outstanding singer, Lisa.
Yes.
And we'd like to get her back in, and I'd like to harmonize that tail end with her, which, you know, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Margaret, can you try it?
All right, give it to me, bud.
Give it to you.
Hey, watch it, bud.
Okay. Wait a minute, wait.
Can't have a fight in here.
Play the last couple of bars of that thing.
Yeah. Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
What are you looking at?
Well, did you... What'd you think, Phil?
Good. It was the Margaret touch. Frank?
Yeah, my wife put, when it puts its touch on it, let me tell you what, it's all over it.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know, huh?
No, I just... When we come back, Jason J. Delmonico... Jason, come on in, son.
Hi, Mr. Henry.
Hey, Jason, you got the...
I got it, Dad. Don't worry about it. We're going to do a karaoke version of I Just Can't Get Enough, you know?
Sing it for Bobby on her birthday.
Bobby Dooley's birthday, and Jason J. Delmonico sings for her when we come back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's,
yeah,
of Beverly Hills.
That's me.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've got the Porter Ted. We've got all of the great Big Ted. We've got the Tedlets. And, of course, we have those Ted Chops, or, if you will, the Pork Teds. It's all at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'd like to put my meat in your mouth. Yeah. All right, welcome back. Thank you, Ted. Oh, thank you, Ted. Huh? Well, this is a good commercial, man.
Okay.
Welcome back here to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and on the line.
Bobby Dooley joining us on the line from Western Estates right now. Bobby, how are you?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, it's Ted Bell.
Hello.
And happy birthday, Bobby.
Thank you so much. Steve said that you guys had called and you had a little special present or presentation for me.
Well, Jason J. Delmonico is here, Margaret's son. He wants to sing one of your favorite songs.
Oh, that's awfully sweet. Did you know about this, really?
Yeah, I did. I knew about it, and they called about it.
Well, that's awfully sweet, Phil, and thank you so very, very much.
Okay, let's...
By the way, can I explain something?
Go ahead.
You know, this afternoon, Steve and I got into it on what's called Axna, I guess.
Yeah.
And I told Steve to report to me in the bathroom where I was brushing my teeth. And in the meantime, I took a handful of pills, and I'm afraid I... Steve...
Yeah, she kind of lost it on X.
Well, yeah, we understand.
It's all right, Bobby.
I just want to apologize to everyone. I went pill head for a while.
It's okay.
What did she do?
Bobby took a handful of pills and...
Oh, I can't have that.
Anyway, yes you can, Ted. We're going to have a dedication here to Bobby.
What did he say?
Nothing at all. We're going to have a dedication, a song here to Bobby. And so Jason J. Delmonico is going to sing I Just Can't Get Enough here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for Bobby Dooley on her birthday. Here we go, Bobby.
Oh, and this will be exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to sing this song for Ms. Dooley on her birthday. Yeah.
Okay, everybody, clear the dance floor. Yeah.
God, look at you. You're dancing around, Mr. Bell.
I know a couple of moves.
Three, two, one. When I'm with you, baby, and I go out of my head, and I just can't get enough, and I can't get enough, and my nose is full of it, I can't get...
What are you doing?
Hey, son, where are you going? What did he do, man?
What happened?
He just... And I can't get...
Get out of here, Jason. You're dirty. He sang dirty lyrics.
He was trying to be dirty with it, Bobby.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, darling. Punk...
Don't be a punk, Jason. Turn it off, man. Bobby, I want to wish you a happy birthday.
You know, it's okay, Phil. I'm not that crazy about the song anyway.
You have it on the Twitter feed.
It's a good song, Phil. It's just Depeche Mode were a bunch of dorks dancing.
Okay, Bobby Dooley and... Jason, you're still in deep trouble.
Hey, listen, Jason. All right, so Bobby, happy birthday.
Whatever.
Oh, this is great, Phil. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. I didn't do anything.
Thanks. Thanks so much for butchering this up.
Look, I'll sing the damn song.
It's all right, Todd.
No, you deserve a beautiful, and I'm going to do this because my son's such a dork.
Yeah, you're going to sing it, Dad, a bit.
Watch this. I'll sing this song for you, Ms. Dooley. Oh, if it... Here,
watch it, Frank.
Here we go. I happen to like this song. I know the actual meaning behind this song and how it feels. How this song feels, you know? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. When I'm with you, baby, I go out of my head and I gotta have it. Oh.
Set the lyrics.
They're the lyrics now. When I'm with you, baby, you do everything to me. You gotta give it to me. And when we slip and slide and we slither and slip.
Jesus.
I gotta have it. I got.
I just can't get enough. I just.
Frank, I think you're having some kind of a seizure or something.
What the hell is with? Get him out of there. All right,
thanks very much, Frank.
There's not enough. There aren't enough hours in the day for me to get everything that I think I want to get. Oh, man.
Thanks
everybody for this live remote broadcast from Ted's of Beverly Hills. What a disaster.
Thanks a lot, Phil. I'll not soon forget this.
Yeah, well, you're the guy that said people are coming in and telling you to unzip.
Here at Ted's,
we want to put the meat in the mouth.
Come on.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget to get your Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies, your Ted's of Beverly Hills sweatshirts, your Ted's of Beverly Hills aprons, your Ted's of Beverly Hills chef's hat. They're all there at philhenryshow.com in our merch store. All your Ted's of Beverly Hills gear, man.
What a disaster.